Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family, Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Have a spiritual encounter with God every morning as you wake up. Switch on your phone and listen to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Receive the ministration and engage in whatever faith prophetic action we may be led to take for the day. After Turning Point audio, take the daily devotional prayer booklet and do a short study for the day. Also pray the prayer written there for the day and follow the guideline on reading the entire Bible through systematically in a year. Daily devotional prayer booklet is published monthly, available both in hard and soft copies. If you subscribe online, prayer booklet content shall be sent to your phone for your daily engagement. For subscription and subscription renewal, chat with Demi on +234 8055 100 510. Do so now. Welcome also to Monday, the 17th day in June 2024. This is the first working day in the new week. Open your hand and heart to receive God has sent our way today. Be responding with amen. I receive it. If you are going out of the house today, anoint yourself, your head, your eyes, your tongue, your lips, your ears, and your leg. This week, you shall walk into unsolicited favors. You will step into waiting help and assistance. Psalm 37 verse 23 says, the steps of a good man, also of a good woman, are ordered by God. May your steps be divinely ordered by God this day. You and your loved ones shall not walk the way of the kidnappers or bandits or armed robbers. You will not go the way of ritual killers. You will have gone before they arrived. You have left before they ever strike. All in USA, another part of the world where you have gone running, killing people, no stray bullet, no killer will come near you. All in the part of the world where you have natural disasters, landslides, and the rest of it, you and all connected to you, no dangers will come near anyone. In the name of Jesus, your ears are anointed for good news, your eyes anointed to see your hidden riches, your hands anointed to carry your evidence. Yes, you will carry your evidence this week. The whole world will soon know that you are serving a living God. I don't know who this is for. If it is for you, let your amen be so strong. From today, you won't struggle for things to happen for you. No, heaven will arrange your things to happen with ease. You are connected to an anointing that does not beg for things. God orchestrates things to happen for TPGF with ease. Start operating in that same anointing. Start seeing results according to that order. And you, whatever things you have missed before, you shall get them back. Yes, your lost opportunities, your lost position, your lost items and money, relationship or connection, your lost anointing, you shall recover all back without fail in Jesus' name. Oh, declare and say, I recover them back 3 times. Yes, you shall and you will. Send your testimonies when these things start shifting in your favor. Things will start shifting in your favor. June 17th celebrant, your body prayers. You are blessed. Your new age is blessed also. God shall give you a birthday gift you will remember forever. Be blessed. Happy birthday. Listeners, welcome to the second day of insightful teachings, wisdom acquisition. Listen, learn, and apply the truth we daily share here. First issue today. Good morning, Daddy, and my TPGF members. Daddy, I'm a single lady in my late 40s. A pastor whose wife died a year ago, left 5 children behind, is asking for my hand in marriage. He's a nice man, but Daddy, the comment he made is what is giving me problem. He said there is no need for me to have my own child for him, since he already have 5 of them, and that he does not want discrimination, that it is better not to have any additional child that will bring disunity to the family. Daddy, I don't like such comment from him. So I find it difficult to allow him to see my family. Daddy, I don't know what to do. and I am not getting younger. Wow. Yes. It is true that you are not getting younger, but you must not jump from fry pan to fire. But this pastor or this man just wanted a nanny, someone to take care of the five children that his wife left behind. He does not need a wife. The five children will soon grow and tell you to your face that you are not their mother. Then it will be too late for you to do any other thing. Let him go and hire a nanny or a carer for his children, or he should rather allow you to have one or two kids for him. If you don't have any child that bears his name, at the appropriate time, he will discard and drop you off after you have helped him to raise his children. Listeners, if you have a different opinion or counsel, send it so that we can get it connected to this person. Next, good day, Daddy. Please, I need your advice. My sister's children have been refused twice UK Tier 2 dependent visa. And this last one, they were given opportunity for administrative review. Please, I need your counsel. Sir, can we go for the review or wait to put in another application next time? Please, your word of wisdom is urgently needed because their mother has already gone into depression over this issue. Wow. Let me start by saying no one should go into depression over any matter. Grow your faith to the level that no matter what is happening around you, the joy of the Lord will be your strength. Going into depression over any issue is a vote of no confidence in God and the power of His word to rescue us. Having said that, everything about UK that I know is law-driven. There are UK laws governing different tiers of visa. Speak to an immigration lawyer, a UK immigration lawyer, and there are many of them around. They will look at the nitty-gritty of the application and the refusal and advise you accordingly. Also, remember our warfare prayer strategies. Deploy the warfare prayer strategies on this matter. While the lawyers look into the book, you take it up in spiritual warfare. Next, good morning, Pastor. I have four children, two boys and two girls. One of my sons is into Yahoo. I brought the report to my pastor. My pastor said it was because I did not take good care of him. That was why. I was so devastated, so sad, because I think it was my last hope, and I am one of the key workers in the church. His statement has brought me so much discouragement that I don't feel like doing any other thing again in the church. Your advisor. Wow. Again, like I said in the last counsel of depression, do not allow yourself to be discouraged at the pastor's remark. Be like David in 1 Samuel chapter 30 verse 8. He says, but David encouraged himself in the Lord. Please be encouraged. There is also a lesson for those of us who are pastors, leaders, and mentors here. We must gauge people's temperament and psychology before we hit them hard with certain statements. For your boy to veer off into Yahoo, he must have been influenced or lured by some bad friends around him. The pastor meant to say, where were you or his other three siblings before he was lured? Because it is not a one-day job. He gradually slipped into that level. Someone ought to have noticed his wrong friendship and his wrong attitude and quickly rescue him back. However, everything is not lost. Employ warfare prayers and to rescue him. And let the other siblings also join you. You too. And then he will come out of Yahoo. Commit him to God and also love him. By the grace of God, he will turn back and become your dream son again. But please don't give up on him. Deploy the entire warfare strategy as we taught it here. Listeners, please rebroadcast this to your contact. Do so daily. Listeners in and around Lagos, enroll for our 8-day Bible college training. 8 days that in the morning session and also the weekend session. 8 days. Please do that and it's starting today. It will change you, totally transform you. For more information on our SECOM 8 Days Bible Training Institute or 5 weekends training institute, SMS, chat, or call Dupe on 0806-478-8392. Call, SMS, or chat her now to put you through. TPGF UK conference is counting down. 4 days away, June 21 and 22. Venue is St. George's Church Hall, Church Street, Gravesend. That is in Kent. Conference is free, but registration is essential for planning and logistics. TPGF members and listeners of Turning Point in London, in UK, and entire Europe, arrange your work and time to be physically present. I'm coming with a team of pastors from Nigeria. I'm coming with the anointed mantle and every other thing. It's going to be a time of teachings, preachings, anointing, impartation, prophetic delivery. It will change everybody and turn you around. Bring all issues about your life. TPGF members in Nigeria, in Africa, all over the world. I have your people in London, in UK, and Europe. Please encourage them and ask them to attend. It will change them. Two telephone numbers to register. Send a chat, an SMS, or a call. Pastor Franklin on +44 7956 504 536. Or Pastor Adeola Ojeniyi on +44 7411128410. Do so now. Conference hall is almost filling up. Please make it and be there. Pay your tithe, personal tithe, and corporate tithing. 10% of your net profit on your business outfit. Sow your seed, never default. The power of God works on seesaw. To get what you need, you give what you have. It's the law of life. It is both a divine and a natural law. You sow to reap, you plan to have a harvest. Give your tithe promptly, happily, with faith, and all the seed, battle seed, thanksgiving seed, partnership commitment seed, and the seed of 666 we are sowing this month. People are doing it. Testimonies are coming in. If you do what they do, you will get what they are getting. I prophesy to everyone's life today, you will do well. This week has opened up for you. It will deliver honey. What God cannot do does not exist. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. TPGF, answer. Truly blessed. Bye.